the Numa Numa song by three Russian guys. I think this was one of those gems of the European Song Festival, wasn't it?
I don't really know. I knew this song was really, 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 really popular.
And really bad as well.
made popular by this this fat kid doing the Numa Numa dance. Gary Brolsma, it says here, the Numa Numa guy, and he did a remake later, a couple of years later, I think, or was invited to do one, or did another song. I'm not sure.
Did he do it?
He did. These YouTubies, they have their own conference.
A
lot of these YouTubies, they are video bloggers, and the funny thing is that at the moment they go to their conference, they are blogging each other.
Like, there's one post, it's like a circle jerk.
Yeah, it's a huge circle jerk, and inbreeding, etc.
Oh my god.
They are filming each other, and they're filming themselves like they are used to doing, and it's one crazy thing!
Wow. So, Numa Numa?
Numa Numa.
I found something. We can choose between Vince Offer and Vince Offer. And we can choose for the ShamWow song and Rap Job. Vince Offer was a television marketer in the United States. Well, still is. I don't hope so, but still is. Together with Billy Mays, who departed. Vince Offer is the other guy with really annoying commercials repeated over 10 million times a day.
ShamWow.
All right.
Fits with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel. It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet. This works wet or dry.
Highest fits with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel. It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet.
This works wet or dry.
This is for the house, the car, the boat, the RV. ShamWow. Holds 20 times its weight in liquid. Look at this, it just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard?
Doesn't
drip, doesn't make a mess. Wring it out, you wash it in the washing machine. Made in Germany, you know the Germans always make good stuff.
You know the Germans always make good stuff.
You can cut it in half. Use one as a bath mat. Drain your dishes with the other one.
Drain your dishes with the other one. Use one as a towel.
Use one as a towel. Olympic divers, they use it as a towel. Look at that. Completely dry.
They use it as a towel. Look at that. Completely dry.
Put a wet sweater, roll it up, it dries your sweaters. Hit some cola, wine, coffee, cola, pet stains. Not only is the damage gonna be on top, there's your mildew that is going to smell. It acts like a vacuum. And look at this virtually dry on the bottom. See what I'm telling you?
See what I'm telling you?
ShamWow, you'll be saying wow every time.
ShamWow, you'll be saying wow every time. Call now within the next 20 minutes because we can't do this all day. We'll give you a second set absolutely free. Absolutely free. Absolutely free. Absolutely free.
This was the ShamWow song.
Absolutely amazing.
The product is like this yellow thing you can get at any grocery store. And I'm missing the background music.
Yes.
Psychic.
Where
I know it's been 4 days.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah. The epic sax guy.
I'm just as clear as you guys.
Not sax, sax, saxophone.
Sax. Did you have sax with her? Did you have
no,
sax?
No, but this guy is so cool. I have to close my eyes and not watch the screen because otherwise I will go blind.
All right. And so why don't you have a seat over there? Please have a seat right over there.
Yeah, but it's
did you have
sax
with her?
No, it's dangerous to have this on YouTube. They should put warning signs. You wear sunshades and. Well, anyway,
how is this horrible? It's just a guy that's playing a saxophone, right?
It's not horrible. It's cool.
Yeah, it's like I would. It's like
you should see the Homer Simpson version.
My God, there's more of this. Bullshit.
There is a Homer Simpson version.
This is like this. You can put this on a beamer and just play it for the entire night. 10 hours.
Yeah. Pro tip: search YouTube for 10 hours and nothing else, and you get a whole lot of great content.
Okay, well, it's time to travel, and it's time for taking two hobbits to Isengard.
Taking the hobbits to Isengard. That's where they belong.
This was Erwin Beekveld. Thank you. Beekveld.com. Taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Yes.
A guy entered the tent and he left already.
Yeah, he left already. I thought we had a guest because you went out and asked someone, but then Kamal came in and sat down and we said we were doing a meme show and he left.
Yep.
So that was the most weirdest.
That's not my cup of tea.
No.
It's my cup of brown joy.
Oh, let's listen to that.
Love a cup. I would. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that is gorgeous. Yeah. I need a cup of the brown stuff, the shade of an acorn made warm by the same source that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug or fine china, been hooked up to IVs, need constant supplies. And a drip for my urges might verge on perverted, perverted brown tea. I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work herbs and use a fresh fountain. I've discerned brews from Peruvian mountains. I've slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk with a couple of monks who are utterly stuck. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens, and I've bathed in Earl Grey. I'm really that keen, and missionaries dismiss me for my single epiphany. The difference between him and me is a simple sip of British tea. So when times are hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please, Earl Grey.
Yes please,
Earl Grey.
Yes please.
When I say Assam, you say lovely Assam.
Lovely
Assam.
Lovely.
When I say ooh, you say ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Oh my God, oh, not wrong, yeah. I've been around the world in 80 brews to see the place it takes me to make a brew that tastes like the cream.
cakes made by angels do. I'm not the same as you, get shaky but aim. Pursuing amazing fluids but don't make it the same. Now using fine leaves, picked by pretty maidens, in a bag knitted by a seamstress who lives in Copenhagen. Brewed up in a pot made of semi-precious metal. Let the blessed content settle in my very special kettle. Now when I say ooh, you say long. Ooh, long. When I say herbal, you say no thanks. Herbal.
No thanks.
Herbal.
No thanks.
No. No, I want milk in it. Stronger. Wanna see that spoon stand up.
If you're tired of tea, then you're tired of blood.
I'm madder than a hatter, it fires my mic. Liken me to Earl Grey, a Sam, or Ginger. Lapsang, Souchon, raise my pinky finger. Keep your sodding coffee in a proper cup of coffee. Bottoms, coffee-loving teapots, see a Ponzi rocking coffee shop. Coffee clocks nodding off, lost the plot, sodding off. Need some caffeine tannin and a Battenberg to top it off. Cut them off a different cloth, a different lot can take their pay. On 80 cups a day, I haven't slept for 80 years. You could say I'm mad for tea, or just say I'm mad. Oh, you can't stay any longer. Oh, actually, I'm quite glad. All the more Battenberg for me. I can barely pour, my hands have got a bit shaky from caffeine. Oh, I love it though. I'd sell my own grandma for a cup. Well, I'd sell your grandma for a cup.
Okay, I'm a cheerleader now.
Ugly. U-G-L-Y. Daphne and Celeste. Not exactly a meme, but a great song. One Day Fly. I think they made two songs or something.
This is strange. What's going on in the background?
What's in the background?
You are. It says, Badger, 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 badger. Let's try it out. I don't know this.
That's not badger, badger.
No. Let's fly till I die. Let's see if this is a remix.
Not even close.
Fake. No, well, listen to fake. Some Brownies by My Little Pony. Dun, dun, dun.
Now, all right, Cindy, you can go pick out your toy. We'll be right over here.
What is this?
It's My Little Pony.
How can you like Fluttershy, Clyde? She's not even the cute one.
Hey, guys.
How about another song, then? Shall I put on another song?
Voices from the show.
You go search for the right badger, badger.
Badger, 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 badger.
I'm gonna listen to some more great pop music, okay?
All right. I'm going to search for the badger, 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 badger,
badger, badger.
Oh, Applejack.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Jim.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Jim.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Smooth.
Slow.
Make me feel so good. I love little girls, they make me feel so good.
little girls, they make me f- oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Desu, the Sparta remix.
Oh wow! Oh, here is the.
Oh wow! What is this?
Very cute remix. AK 47 brought it. Brought this. This is a Trollolo chiptune. Chiptune.
Ah, yeah, now here it's.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Desu.
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 Desu. Desu.
Desu.
Desu.
Desu.
Desu.
Desu.
Food.
Heroes, Helden.
Ah.
Oh my god.
Meat.
Oh, so hungry. Oh.
Bring meat.
Hey, Germans don't have Pinder's house, right?
Thank you.
Meat. Meat.
What's the rest? Get it off here.
Hey, we're gonna either. What's this desu shit? What is it?
Desu. Desu is a. It's Japanese. That's all we can say about it.
It's the end of a sentence, right?
Yeah. It's always on the end of a sentence or a sentence in itself, I believe. And it's some official word stating that the rest of your sentence is full of respect, I believe. Something like
that. I thought it's like this is fine. This my word is final.
It's all on YouTube, but it's an article of 500 megabytes long with and there are other words as well, not only desu, but they have about five different words stating the same thing in five different levels.
Alrighty, well, Psychic, please turn the volume up.
Yeah,
you're gonna get Rickrolled on your ass.
All right.
We'll be right back. you touch my tra-la-la.
All the cocks in Hogwarts.
How cheesy can something be?
Yeah, it's gosh. The Harry Potter version of "Ooh, you touch my tra-la-la."
I feel like partying.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Get this fucking party started tonight from 12 o'clock on the Hack Square. We're gonna have this fucking huge party.
Oh yeah.
With everything we got.
That is a lot of the F word, young boy.
Fuck the fuck the fuck. I mean,
did you just say the F word?
The F word. That's racist, right?
Did you guys know what F-U-C-K stands for?
Fornicate on the command of the king.
Whoa.
Hey.
I've nice. Heard something else for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Oh.
It was a sentence from a, I think, Texan judge in the 18-somethings to a girl that had unlawful carnal knowledge because she was too young to fuck.
Oh, God.
She was sentenced to prison, I believe, even, for unlawful carnal knowledge. Van Halen has a album based on that.
I've got a small piece of text which is loading right now, and I want to read up for the next song. It's related. The spinning shit pizza pops up, and just wait a second. It's like, never do things on the right on the last moment, and yes, I did. Here we go. Boom, boom, boom.
Some background music with that, else it would be really silent.
Okay, you gotta help me, /B/. I've done something terrible. I caught my girlfriend cheating with my best friend. When I saw them together, I got so furious, I slit their throats with my pocket knife. Then I buried the two bodies, and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving and with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said "Fresh," and it had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, you're home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "You're home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood, I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air." The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said "Fresh," and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
lyrics made by the 4chan and internet's community that start off really horrible or ridiculous or whatever, and they end up being Yo Home to Bel Air, and
they all boil down to the same thing.
Yeah, that's a really strange thing. I found something that caused a lot of people to rage a while ago. It was a video made by the Insane Clown Posse. It's called Miracles, and there are two versions of it. First, I'm going to play the short version of 30 seconds, in which the guys from the Insane Clown Posse are used in a commercial.
The joy of whole room freshness. Glade plug-in scented oil fans.
All around you, don't even know it.
It's the only freshener to use a continuous built-in fan.
It's just there in the air.
Unlike some fresheners that seem strong just around the outlet, the Glade fan continuously circulates fragrance throughout your whole room.
This shit'll blow your motherfucking mind. Magic everywhere in this bitch.
Plug-in scented oil fan from Glade.
The pure motherfucking magic
of fragrance.
We got a theory. You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right. That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle, open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain and fog, long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. And I've seen 85,000 people all in one room together as equal. Pure magic is the birth of my kids. I've seen shit that'll shock your eyelids. The sun and the moon and even Mars. The Milky Way of fucking shooting stars. UFOs, a river flows. Plant a little seed and nature grows. Niagara Falls and the pyramids. Everything you believed in as kids. Fucking rainbows. After it rains, there's enough miracles here to blow your brain. I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay and tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away. And music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen. It can't be seen. Music is all magic. You can't even hold it.
Do you notice and recognize miracles?
It's just there in the air.
Are you a believer in miracles?
Pure motherfucking magic, right? This shit'll blow your motherfucking mind. Music is a lot like love, it's all a feeling, and it fills the room from the floor to the ceiling. I see miracles all around me, stop and look around, it's all astounding. Water, fire, air and dirt, fucking magnets, how do they work? And I don't wanna talk to a scientist, y'all motherfuckers lying and getting me pissed. Solar eclipse and vicious weather, 15,000 juggalos together. And I love my mom for giving me this time on this planet, take nothing for granted. I seen a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Miracles ain't nothing to lie. Shaggy's little boys look just like Shaggy, and my little boy looks just like Daddy. Miracles each and everywhere you look, and nobody has to stay where they put. This world is yours for you to explore. It's nothing but miracles beyond your doors. The dark carnival is your invitation
to witness that without explanation.
Take a look at this fine creation
and enjoy it better with appreciation.
Crows, ghosts,
the midnight coast,
the wonders of the world,
mysteries the most.
Just open your mind and it ain't no way
to ignore the miracles of every day.
And that's real, and that's real. Magic everywhere in this bitch.
Do you notice and recognize miracles?
It's all around you, you don't even know it.
Are you a believer in miracles?
Shit's crazy.
Do you notice and recognize miracles? So many miracles, the magic miracles.
Magic everywhere up in this bitch. You don't even know it, motherfucker.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, this is so horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy.
And fucking magics, magnets, how do they work? And I don't want to talk to a scientist. That makes me just angry.
Okay, so
there's one plus to these guys. They have awesome makeup.
Yeah. that's the only thing they probably... What?
Music.
More, louder, better, harder, faster, stronger? Yeah, meat. But it's, I want this meat back on the barbecue because it's not done yet. It's red inside.
It's red inside.
The meat. But
we're almost done.
We're almost done. 10 minutes.
Ten. Yo.
Yo.
Thanks. And
Let's go from sub-zero quality to top quality, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Here we go.
Injected with a poison.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Is love.
Love.
Was ist Liebe?
Actually, this was my first single I got from someone. First single.
Boy, oh. You must have been happy.
back then I was.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
And it was until it was played 10 million times.
Yeah, but that happens with everything. Once it blows up, nobody loves it.
No, some songs can survive that, but only rarely.
What is love? This is this music was used in a meme on "You're the Man Now, Dog." You're the Man Now, Dog.
You're the Man Now, Dog.
Which is a loop provider, and you see a loop with Jim Carrey and two other guys in the car. Nodding their heads.
Over and over.
And it's funny.
And there is a 10 hours version of this.
Oh.
10 hours straight of headbanging in the car.
What is okay. love?
And Hathaway.
That's love. If you can't stand that, that's love. The last 4 or 5 minutes are going to be filled with YouTube poop. It's some random stuff. We're going to Well, click, and maybe it's funny, maybe it's not. And the last 5 minutes are for a special friend of ours who needs more true dedication. This is a the first YouTube poop is clips from the CDI version of Zelda, the Dutch version, the Zelda game that was so horrible and with these really, really disgustingly drawn cutscenes, cheap animation. They tried, but they failed. So it got on the remix pile and on the bottom of the shit barrel, and people
and that's where the people from 4chan found it.
And here it is on YouTube in a better version. Here is Schop, Schop, Schop.
Genoeg, mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend, morgenochtend, morgenochtend. Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. Als je na een maand niets van me hoort, stuur je link. Neem de twijfel van moed, de twijfel van moed, de twijfel van moed mee ter bescherming. Ik neem de twijfel van moed, de twijfel van moed, de twijfel van moed ter bescherming. Van mijn ontbijt, mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend, morgenochtend, morgenochtend. Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. Als je na een maand niets van me hoort, stuur je eten.
Hé, wil je de boze machten bestrijden in Corridai?
Nee! Mijn jongen, ik ga naar Gamelon.
Het is makkelijk. Laten we Zelda gaan zoeken.
Ja, red. Zelda, ik ga naar Gamelon. Eerst schrob je al de vloeren.
Hè?
Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in Hyrule. Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in Hamelon. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn schip morgenochtend. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn...
Ha!
Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in mijn steen. Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in huis. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn krijt morgenochtend. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn jongen.
Nee.
Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. 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 Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. Als je na een maand niets van me hoort, stuur je link. Neem de twijfel van moed. De twijfel van moed. De twijfel van moed mee ter bescherming. Ik neem de twijfel van moed. De twijfel van moed. De twijfel van moed ter bescherming. Van mijn ontbijt. Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. 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 Mijn schip vertrekt morgenochtend. Als je na een maand niets van me hoort, stuur je eten.
Majesteit, Ganon hebben Corridai veroverd.
Ik ga naar Gamelon. Daarna hebben we het over...
Er is geen tijd. Jij moet gaan.
Ja, red. Stel nou. Ik ga naar Gamelon. Eerst schrob je al de vloeren. Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in Hyrule. Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in Gamelon. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn schip morgenochtend. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn...
Ha!
Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in
mijn steen.
Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in huis. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn krijt morgenochtend. Schrob, schrob, schrob mijn jongen. Schrob, schrob, schrob al de vloeren in Hyrule. Daarna hebben we het over meelij. Eerst schrob, schrob, schrob je al de vloeren. Nee. Breng hem weg.
Ja, zie je.
Mooi. This is the Four Peters from Family Guy, and there is a random Mario Four Peters, there's a 64 Peters, the Four Peters reverse, random Peters, the Four Peters sound font. Let's try out the 64 Peters and see what happens. Whoa.
This is just utterly noise.
That happens with the... this is not going to work. I'm going to look for something else. Michael becomes increasingly explicit.
My dad. My dad says after the war was over, everyone came home to keel over and die. There weren't going to be any more people. There weren't going to be any more crack houses. There weren't going to be any more war. More. Look out the window.
Oh, right. We're going to quit. And,
we're going to make room for GMC and Social Hack, but only after this.
Tomorrow, will I be lonely again?
thought she said some, but now there's so many new words. I've got to tell you while I've heard.